across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Celebrate and salute Lord Neil of Innes, who passed away. Catherine's headphones aren't working. Go and sort it out with Lady Alex. You two are going to make a great team. We salute and celebrate Neil Innes, who passed away, was it yesterday? Good evening, dear listener. The late night alternative New Year's Eve special for those people what don't like New Year's Eve. I'm Ian Lee. Catherine Boyle is somewhere. Lady Alex is manning the desk out there. We are here for 4 hours. Until 2 a.m., I have no idea who was on before me. I have even less idea who was on after me. But I tell you this, I shall leave the studio in a much tidier condition than the one to which I found. If you want to take part tonight, very, very simple. You just pick up the telephone and you give us a call. 0344 499 1000. There is a man crawling on the floor between my legs, desperately trying to fix the messed up headphone situation that we find ourselves in. How's it going, Alex?
Not good.
Here's the thing. This may have been like this for the whole Christmas period. We just don't know because the B team has been in. You can tell a station's calibre by the B team. And let's just say the calibre of this station is excellent because we have Mr. Howard Hughes filling in for us. And he will be filling in for us for the rest of the week. What's the...
I think it's that box.
What box?
On your side.
Nothing to do with me. I'm not touching that box because when I touch that box, bad things happen. But when I touch this box, we get to speak to Alan Caddick. Good evening, Alan.
Hiya, Mark.
Hello, Alan. Hiya, boya, mia, boya, mamma mia.
How was your Christmas?
None of your beeswax.
No, good on. Can't believe it. New year, new decade.
New year. Well, technically, it's not a new decade. I mean, technically, the end of every year is the beginning of a new decade. But this decade, am I right in thinking, maths fans, that this decade doesn't end for another year?
Well, that's if you believe the new millennium started in 2001.
Well, I believe you can't start on a zero.
Well, we had the year 2000, when we had 2010.
Yeah, I know how years. I know years, but you can't start on a euro. On a euro? Well, there's a Brexit reference. On a zero. Jesus wasn't born in the year zero. Jesus was born in the year. It was born.
4 BC.
On what?
I think it was the year 4 BC.
How could Jesus be born on the year 4 BC? Do you know what the BC stands for?
Before Christ.
Yeah, exactly. So he can't have been born 4 years before Christ. He was Christ.
That's what Jehovah's Witnesses were telling me.
Were they?
Yeah.
The Jehovah's Witnesses, I don't know much about the Jehovah's Witnesses. I always try and chat to them when they come around. The Jehovah's Witnesses were telling you that Jesus was born 4 BC?
Yeah.
That is incredible. Incredible.
And also, I got my predictions for the first celebrity death of 2020.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I want to play that game.
Like I say, I got my first prediction.
Okay, well, let's hear it. But it's not really a game I want to play all night.
Federal Europe. Because we're leaving, baby.
So the death of... You're predicting the death of Europe?
And that literally will be the final countdown.
You're predicting the death of Europe on a game that we're not prepared to play for the rest of the evening.
Because we're going out.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Here's the thing. I have not read a single newspaper in pretty much the last 2 weeks that I've been off, and I've not watched any of the news programs, and I've switched on, like, newsy radio for a few minutes and then just thought, I don't need this. I don't need this. So I've switched off. So I've been listening to music radio. I have been listening...
Radio 2?
Kiss. I have been listening to compact discs. I have been reading books. And I don't know what the hell is happening in the world. And my head is a whole lot better for it?
Well, we've had bushfires in Australia.
Have you? You're in Australia, are you?
No, I'm just saying.
Well,
what
they have. You week. Haven't. Okay. Well, let's. Here's the thing, Alan. Stop. I felt better when I didn't know bad things were happening. Now I know there are bushfires, so I feel bad.
But we're still celebrating New Year's in Sydney.
Stop. Okay. Well, that's great news. Here's the thing. Why don't we just everyone phone up and just say good things tonight?
844-499-15. Let's bring joy and happiness to the world.
Said the man who just told us that Australia is burning. 0344-499-1000. Let's get Catherine's microphone on. Catherine, do you have headphones?
No.
Why?
None of these headphones on this side. None of these sockets are working. Now, someone...
She's genuine. Here's the thing. I'm laughing.
She's sitting in the studio with headphones on and couldn't hear anything and didn't say anything.
She's genuinely peed off. As you should be.
I am.
As you should be.
4 hours. It's quite important that I'm able to hear the calls. As
does
we...
that one not work?
None of them work. None of the sockets work.
My socket works.
Your socket does. None of the guest contributor sockets work.
I wonder where that is there
and there. I wonder if I trick it by having my...
Happy New Year! Happy New Year!
Guess I'm on it. That one works.
There we go. All right. Now,
flipping it, man.
Can we?
This is sabotage.
Can
so basically,
we leave
the contributor headphones on the whole desk?
All
don't
the contributors
work.
Here, none of them are. They don't even have their microphones turned on when they come in. It's all about the host.
They've all had their headphones on today. And they don't work.
Can we leave the sourness outside now? Outside, as we say goodbye to 2019 and hello, Dweeny Dweeny.
I would like to be able to help you with that, but I think it's genetic.
I hate New Year's Eve. I hate it. That's why me and Catherine are always very, very happy. For the Greeks, here's a Greek reference for you. This year, etsy ketsy. But generally, we're very, very happy to work New Year's Eve because I don't like it. I've never... Let me just think. I've never had a successful New Year's Eve. It's always ended in lonely disappointment. I think you know what I mean by that, lads. Or an argument.
Uh-huh.
Or vomiting. I've never had a successful New Year's Eve. That's why... This is a New Year's Eve show for those guys and gals what don't like New Year's Eve. We won't even mention it that much after this.
I had a couple that were good. The one I can remember just about that was good involved me dressed as Supergirl.
Hi, Chihuahua!
Doing the conga in the street.
Well, there you go. The conga, by the way, is a grossly undervalued part of British culture. People say that we don't have like a national dance. Some people go, oh, it's the fellas with the balloons and the bells.
The Morris men.
No. It's the conga. The conga is the dance of Britain. And as we follow our plough, can I do my Brian Walden? I think that's what the kids want on the last 2 hours of 2019. I'm Brian Walden as we plow our plow out of Europe. We shall be congoing around the British Isles with two fingers up to Merkel and her ilk. I'm Brian Walden.
Because as we know, you couldn't conga anymore. The whole time.
You couldn't conquer under EU rules.
You could barely do the okey-cokey. That's someone with a clipboard turning up.
And that's what it's all about. How would I say your name? Oh, Emre!
Yeah, hello, Ian.
Hello there.
I was watching your stream the other day. It was on Twitch, and I've not called for 2 years. So that's why I had to call.
2 years. What was happening in those 2 years, Emre? Were you in prison? Were you abroad? Were you on the run from the feds, the popo? What was going on?
I was watching Piers Morgan.
For 2 years? And you're... What the hell have you poisoned?
I mean, it feels like he's on telly all the time, but I didn't realise he actually was.
You have poisoned your mind by watching that imbecile. Anyway, Emre, you are now back on the safe side. You're speaking to angels. What can I do for you?
Right, so I wanted to ask about Good Morning Britain, which is quite funny, really. So, you know when you have your earpiece on?
Yes.
What's actually going on in there? Because I've heard so many stories that they're all just shouting at you.
No, like, here's the thing. All right, so when you're on TV... as I haven't been for a while. You have a little earpiece. I wear it in my left ear. Most right-handed people wear it in their right ear. I wear it in my left. It always confuses the sound guy, but I do.
Is it because you're more likely to turn the other side to camera?
No.
Why then?
I just, when I have a phone call, I hold the phone to my left ear. That's just the way I do these things.
A weirdo.
Okay, that's certainly one thing. And you can have your earpiece, this is a fun thing to talk about, you can have your earpiece open or switch. set to switch. Open means it is open to the gallery all the time, which means you can hear everything. About 20 people in the gallery, it means you can hear everything that's being said in the gallery. I can't work like that. I cannot work like that. I have it set to switch. What that means is when the director wants to talk to me, they hit a switch and they go, Ian, we need to wrap this up. Can you finish this in 35 seconds, please? And trust me, when they say finish in 35 seconds, I will go on for another 3 or 4 minutes. That's how I have it set, Emre. I have it set to switch.
That's pretty cool. Because I see Piers Morgan shouting at them a lot in the
airport. Oh, Piers Morgan is a bully. Piers Morgan is a thug. And Piers Morgan gets paid a lot of money to pretend to shout at people. It's an act. It's an obnoxious act. One that I'm hoping that as a people, as a generation, we can move away from. But it's an act. The whole thing on Twitter. I've met Piers. Lovely. Really, they blocked me on Twitter.
I quite like him.
I think his views are abhorrent, and I think what he spouts is fairly dangerous. But he gets the viewers and he gets the big bucks. And let's just say I'm not back on that show anymore.
Why?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that question. I did text him.
Get rid of Richard.
Sorry?
Get rid of Richard.
Get rid
Arnold.
Of Richard again, right? Exactly. Let's start a cabal to get rid of Richard Arnold, shall we? 03444991000. What?
What's going on that roof over there? Looks like someone's bouncing fire.
Yes, yeah, it's
fireworks.
Fire bouncing. It's not fireworks. It's not what fireworks look
like.
What
is it going up and down?
Yeah, let's see if we can just zoom in just a little bit. There we go. I'll close the blind because you shouldn't be looking out the window. You should be looking at me, concentrating on me, concentrating on the show, having a lot of fun. 03! 03!
Oh, I've missed this.
The listeners haven't. Neither has management. 03-44-4... Hang on a minute. Mark, what? Hang on a minute. I'll take this. Mark, why do you keep calling up and then when Lady Alex answers the phone, you disappear?
Well, I've not had... The phone's not been answered.
I've seen him answer the phone.
Well, he's not come through to the phone.
I have seen this guy. Alex, defend thyself, witch.
Literally pick the phone up and he hangs up.
I think you're impatient. What's going on with you, Mark?
Before I speak to him, so to be fair.
Mark, you're live on Talk Radio. Yes?
Good evening, guys.
Jeez, can we have some people that sound... I know we're not allowed to do this anymore. It got banned in radio. But when you, years ago... And I was never really party to this. I was around when it happened, but it was never on a show I did. You say you're giving away a James Bond VHS box set. And the reason I'm thinking of that is I used to work with Alex, another radio station. I know for a fact that a producer fixed it so that he won. Do you remember the producer? I won't, no names, no Packville. But a producer rigged a competition so he got the James Bond VHS box set, right?
Gosh.
But you would do a competition, right? So I'm the person answering the phones, yeah. Right? Wouldn't be a producer back in the 90s. And you're phoning in. Hello, you're through to the radio competition. What's your answer, please?
Hello, is the answer Scaramanga?
Okay, and how excited would you get if... Could you make your excited voice, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid the prize is gone already. Sorry about that. Going to go to a next call straight after. Hello, line two, you're through to the radio competition.
Is the answer Scaramanga?
What noise would you make if you're... Yeah, if you just hold down, I'll put you through, you'll be on air in 30 seconds. That's how they used to do it, right? You're not allowed to do it anymore. But can we do it with just like regular phone-ins? Can we fix regular phone-ins so that people sound enthused?
I believe the way they used to do it in the olden days with horses is with a sprig of ginger up the old jacksie.
Can we put some ginger up your bum, Mark?
If you want to.
I want to!
Warm it up first, hang on. Bend over. There you go.
Thank you.
Right. Can we have a little bit of enthusiasm?
Yeah, I'm enthusiastic. I've just finished a nice 15-hour shift.
Oh, okay. Well, come on.
Okay then, Mark. Okay.
So, yeah. So what I was calling up to see is how Catherine's getting on with the clicker for the cat.
With her what?
My clicker.
The clicker for the cat.
Jeez, I mean, I really thought 4 hours we would steam through and do a great... So far, we've had a phone call from an idiot, we've had a call about earpieces, and now we've got a guy who I think may have died 3 weeks ago talking to us about a cat clicker.
It's very exciting times.
As opposed to a cat clicker.
Basically, she'll do anything if she's hungry, Mark. So it's very hit and miss at this point. I'm hoping that she will succumb to the training schedule, or I'll give up.
Oh, because I've seen it with dogs before.
I just, no, no. Let's start again. Let's have the break. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000. I've got no idea what's happening. So the headphones don't work in this place? We're away for... Let's be generous and say 2 weeks. And the headphones don't work. Someone's... Get down there! Sit down there! Someone's controlling my faders! Someone's controlling my faders! Remotely! Where's my computer fader? Get down there! Is this the same guy? Hang on a second. Let's just see what's going on. Is this the same... Hello, is that the same Mark?
What say, Mark?
No, it's a different Mark. Okay.
It's other Mark. Mark 2.0.
Yes, Mark.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kath. Happy New Year for later.
Thanks, I'll save it.
That's one in the bank, isn't it?
Cap, save it for an hour and 40.
I will.
Thank you so much, Marcus.
Ian, just two things I wanted to talk about. You're a gamer. Have you got a Nintendo Switch?
I'm a gamer.
No, you're a gamer.
I'm a gamer, yes.
Gamer, loves the games.
I'm a gamer.
Well, so I bought my son a Nintendo Switch for Christmas, and the games I got him aren't that great.
What
lost interest.
What games did you get?
Luigi something or other.
Luigi Ghost Mansion. Luigi's Mansion 3,
Hello Neighbour.
Oh, that's rubbish. Hello Neighbour.
About a neighbour being a murderer?
Yeah, Hello Neighbour. My son played that, but the only way you can complete Hello Neighbour is by watching on how they do it on YouTube, because it's the most convoluted, complicated puzzle game in the world.
And also Mario Kart. We weren't at...
Whoa. Is this a prank call?
Oh, no.
Is this a troll? Are we being trolled? Is this the other radio station trolling us? You didn't like Mario Kart?
Well, maybe it's because we haven't played it on the telly yet. We've just played it on the Switch because we were at me mum's for Christmas. So maybe we haven't put it on the telly yet. So is it better on the telly?
Mario Kart is one of the... You, sir, are a scumbag. Mario Kart, sir...
New Year's Eve, you're our first...
Thank you, Mark. You've given us a feature. We haven't got any material. I haven't even looked at the papers. We have our first feature, New Year's Eve scumbags. And the first award, Mark, the first award goes to you for besmirching the name of one of the greatest video game franchises in the world, Mario Kart. And I've played this iteration of Mario Kart. Mario Kart is awesome.
I didn't think I was going to get an award like this on New Year's Eve.
I'm writing it down because I like that. First one goes to Mark for Mario Kart.
Also, one more thing.
Hang on a minute. Let me just tell you one game you got to get, because I got this for my boys, and we had so much fun, like actually laughing.
Just a minute. How old is your son?
9.
Yeah. Okay, your son liked Mario Kart. You didn't, and you impose that on him the same way that people do with religion. The game that I bought for my son, and we were laughing so much, and I'm going to nick it off him because I want to play it and stream me playing it, is Just Dance 2020.
Oh, God.
Oh, Just Dance. I wish I had a video of it, but it's got my son in it, otherwise I'd post it. I'm going to take my horse up the Yorkent Road. I'm going to ride until I can't no more.
I did two dances on Just Dance. Still aching today.
Mark, you might want to have a couple of sherbets, but get that. Your boy might as well. Get that. Set that up. It's better on the big screen, but we did it on the small screen. We rested it on a bookshelf. We books go there. You may not know that. And we danced, and it was the most hilarious thing. And then my seven-year-old is dancing, and he's the next day singing this song. I said, "Where did you get this song from?" And he said, "Oh, it's from Just Dance." Ooh. And this is the song he was singing. Back streets back. All right.
Oh, yeah. What a dude.
Get that game, Mark. You'll love it. It's funny, funny, funny. Go on. What else did you
have? Here's another recommendation.
Go on, Kath.
If you want to play a game where you...
Hang on,
Mark. If you want to play a game where you play together and probably end up screaming at each other because you've got to work together on something...
Yeah.
Overcooked, and it's not expensive.
Oh, I hate that. I can't
no, no, no,
do
it's
it.
Great. It's one of these games where you're two little chefs or more.
It's one of these games where you're two little chefs, as though there's a whole genre of two little chefs.
And you have to work together to get as many meals out as possible while the customers get increasingly irate. It's brilliant.
It is fun. I struggle with that because it's fiddly as flip. But
talking about meals, that puts me onto my next.
Oh, there we go.
This is a fun you.
Yes.
Right. So I was sad to hear the passing of June Whitfield. Yeah. Really, I used to love a bit of Terry.
Hang on. I thought she died years ago, didn't she? She died like 2 or 3 years ago.
No. She died yesterday or the day before.
No, Catherine, please. Why?
29th of December, 2018, yeah.
2018, that's last year.
Yeah.
It's a year ago, Mark. Things on Twitter. Oh, sorry. I saw loads of things on Twitter. I can't say the next bit then if she died.
Thank you very much indeed for your call, Mark. There we go.
He's going to have to just deal with that news. Let's sink in.
Here's the thing. A lot of people die again and again and again because old tweets are rediscovered and retweeted as new.
And someone yesterday made a kind of Sergeant Pepper collage of everyone that had died this year. And I was looking through it and I was thinking, wow, they only died this year? Like Doris Day, I thought, died years ago.
Yeah, she died this year, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it's good that's got Peter Tork and Neil Innes in it. Oh, I cried. I was streaming. Streaming on Twitch, and we just had a nice meditation because I'm meditating every single day. David and Ed, stay there, I will come to you in a minute, I promise. 0344 499 1000. I was meditating and it just came out of the meditation, so everyone's feeling very relaxed, and I scrolled through the chat to see what I missed, and our friend Pete, friend of the show, former apprentice correspondent, no less, said that Neil Innes had died, and I burst into tears. And I don't quite know. I think I've got a theory. At the time, I didn't quite know why Neil Innes had me actually bawling my eyes out. B-A-W-L. Bawling my eyes out. And I went and got, I'd got a couple of weeks ago, I got, I crowdfunded his new album. Although I didn't get sent the album. But I bunged a few quid towards the album. And I think it was like, there's only 30 quid or maybe 50 quid, which still seems very, very cheap. He would handwrite the lyrics out of one of your favourite songs of his. And so I got him to do Double Back Alley by The Ruttles, which is their version of Penny Lane, and it's just great. And I'd got it framed, and I we played Double Back Alley on the stream, and I'm holding this picture, and I just went. I was just in absolute, like, sobbing. I think, and it is really sad, and I was lucky enough to interview Neil Innes maybe 8 or 9 years ago. I was talking to him about coming on the show, but Neil Innes is one of the worst people to try and arrange an interview with, because you do it through him or his wife. I think his wife's name is Yvonne, but I may be wrong.
Yes,
or
I think she is.
Is it Yvonne or Yvette? I think it's Yvonne. And I've messaged him and said, Neil, do you want to come on? Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Give me a date. And then send him some dates. Wouldn't hear back. You'd email him after that date. Oh, I'm so sorry, I forgot. It wasn't him being rude. It wasn't him being...
He just forgot.
And I love that about him. Here's my theory as to why Neil Innes affected me so much, right? And I think his ties in slightly with when Davy Jones died. Because I really associate... I remember seeing the Ruttles when I was about 14, 15 years old. I remember going to a record fair in Slough in a small church hall behind the high street. There was a guy there called Keith Badman who was selling bootleg VHS videos, and he did a really bad gruff, really horrible grunt that stunk the place out. He's now a respected rock biographer, this Keith Badman.
Gosh, and I'm guessing he works alone a lot.
Yeah. And I bought the Ruttles, and I don't think I've got it anymore, the Ruttles on vinyl for like £2.50.
I've never seen the Ruttles.
I know you haven't, it's great. But the album's even better, and it was this beautiful vinyl thing with a booklet, and I've lost it. And that was when I was about 15. And 15 was when things started going really wrong. 14, 15 is when things started going really wrong for me. My dad leaving me, kind of getting involved in horrendous kind of sexual escapades with gentlemen. And that was when things, I became very angry for a good few years, but it kind of started there. Very, very angry and very lost and very confused. I got lost. Got lost around about 14, 15. I was a bit lost before, but and I was wondering if his death, because when he died, the first thing I remember was picking up that album out of a tray in this record fair in Slough. And it took me straight back to being 14, 15. And I wonder if that's why I'm crying, because I identify with that so much. I don't know. A little bit of cod psychology there. I don't know. But of all the deaths this year, Neil Innes, that was the one. That was the one that got me. Let's go to David Babcock.
Me.
You.
Is that your name?
Well, yeah, I suppose
it is. Okay. Okay. Well, if that's your... That's, okay. What is wrong? Why is... Where is the vibe tonight?
Know. What's it all about, Babcock?
What's it all about, Babcock?
I don't want to be... I'm having a poo right now.
Okie dokie. Oh, we'll come back to you in a few minutes. Let's hear an advert from one of our colleagues, and hopefully during that time, David Babcock will have finished his toilets.
The wild man of late night radio.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Smooth. Smooth.
Hello.
You can't blame us for that one. David, have you finished? Because we're doing like... this is our mature show now. This is our new mature style. So I'm hoping you finished.
There's nothing that mature about it. We all do it, but sadly, no, it's one of them ones.
Okay, dokie. David, what have you got for us? David,
does he mean no, he's not?
David, let's not dwell on it. David,
he's dwelling on it.
The singer... What? Because David is now a singer.
Oh, I noticed.
Performs online, singing online with strangers and friends alike. Mm-hmm. What have you got for us this evening?
Well, it's just, you know, 2019's been and gone.
Well,
not
still
quite.
Not quite, mate.
Nearly. I'm afraid there's nothing entertaining about it. I was just going to say a little thank you to you two.
That's entertaining. How are you going to thank us through the medium of... Well, you can't really move. Are you going to sing?
I can't. Well, there were times... I don't think you realise just how life-changing you've been for me. And I think it's because of over the Christmas period when you weren't on, it's brought it home.
You had to spend time with your baby, didn't you?
I've got a baby.
There we go, you see.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
The late night alternative, a radio show, and like any other, in as much as... We start with Elvis Costello. Of course, Elvis Costello, as we know, has thousands of illegitimate children scattered across the country. And tonight we're getting the first call is from one of Elvis's illegitimate children. It's Alan Caddick. Good evening, Alan.
Hey, boss, welcome back.
Do you see much of Daddy Costello these days, or has he pretty much written you out of history?
I never even had a Christmas present off him.
Oh, boo, boo, Daddy Costello. That's what we say. What's so funny about peace, love and understanding? What's so funny about buying Christmas presents for your kids?
Just get them a book token each.
Get them a book token, but not for your book, Elvis. It's quite a dry read. Alan Caddick, it's so great to have you as the first call of the show this evening.
Can I just say thank you to Harold for covering while you were away?
He gets paid.
You don't need to thank him.
He gets paid. It's his job. So, lots to talk about today. First,
what have we got tonight, boss?
Well, if you shut up, I'll tell you. First up, today is one of the most exciting days in Christendom. Doth thou knowest why, Master Cads?
I'd rather it be Monday. It's divorce day.
No, I don't buy this divorce day thing, by the way. Davina talks about her divorce in the paper today, and she says... It was horrible. And here's the thing. Everyone's joking about, oh, it's divorce day today. Yeah, it's divorce day. I've been through a divorce. It's one of the worst things you can possibly go through. It's awful. It's horrendous. I'll read a little bit of the interview that Davina does. I've got a lot of time for her. And she just says... It was awful. It was awful. And we think, well, because she's on the telly, because I'm on the telly, it's all just a bit of fun. You just go to a court, you get a quickie.
Shut up.
Shut up. Your microphone's down. I'm talking. I'm back in business. You can come back in a second, Alan. But here's 2020. Oh, by the way, this is the TLNA 2.0. We're getting a robot butler coming in, and we're adopting a ginger-haired child. So that's all happening in this season, okay? But also, I'm going to be allowed to continue my train of thought. Oh, job, no, lost.
No, you see people, famous people in the papers getting divorced.
Yes, and everyone thinks, oh, the quickie divorce. There's no first of all, there's no such thing as a quickie divorce.
And also, I hear a lot of people who've never been divorced say, oh, it's too easy. They make it too easy.
It's not. Here's my thinking. Make divorce easier. You have to lie. You have to lie to get divorced. There's only three options you can have. It's infidelity. These are the wrong words. One is infidelity. One is
unreasonable behaviour.
Unreasonable behaviour. So abuse. And I can't remember what the third one is if you've lived apart for 2 years, right? Well, okay, so we had to lie on our divorce. Everyone's lying on their divorce. Sometimes, here's the thing. Sometimes you just fall out of love.
They're talking about changing it to a no-fault divorce.
It's awful. Because there was that poor woman, wasn't there? I think maybe last year or the year before, who was in a marriage that had been unhappy for decades, and she couldn't get divorced because her husband wouldn't let her. That's the world we're living in. And so this whole... Oh, it's divorce day today. Today's the day that most couples start their divorce. I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's funny. I think it's really, really horrible. It's stressful. It's upsetting. It's whatever. Of course there'll be a few people who'll be... They'll be having a laugh as they get. There will be a few, of course there will, but I just think it's you get these divorce parties where hey, listen, if that works for you, that is absolutely cool. I'm not going to tell you how to feel or think or react on a divorce. I just know from my experience, it was one of the worst experiences I've been through, and it went on for years.
I wonder whether those divorce parties are more about relief.
Could be.
And having come through something awful.
Could be.
Than woohoo, good riddance to him. I think it's more about that.
So, Alan, that is incorrect. No, try again. Why is today such a great day?
Because this weekend we had the greatest show on television, The Masked Singer.
No, it's not because of that. Although, I'm ahead of the curve when it comes to The Masked Singer, and I'll tell you why. I was aware of The Masked Singer when it broke in the States earlier last year. Ken Jeong was, of course, on it then. Big, big, big show in the States. I had my eye on it. I knew it was coming here. I knew it was going to be a success. But no, I will tell you why. Today is such a great day, Alan.
Okay.
Bin day.
Well, put the bin down.
Bin day. It was bin... Well, I don't know if it's bin day for you. And if I'm honest, I don't care. It was bin day for me. It should have been bin day on Friday. That got pushed to today because of the baby Jesus being born. It was bin day. The bin day before, the bin men didn't collect my bins for various reasons. So I had to put all of the rubbish into black sacks and take it to the recycling centre, what we used to call the dump myself. Then last week, they didn't collect all of the cardboard that I'd left outside, despite it being stacked nicely. I didn't complain. I put it in my car. I took it to the recycling centre. So I had bad feelings about today's bin day. The bin was piled up. It was stuck. Oh, they took it. But here's the beauty, Alan.
Yeah?
Bin day, not proper bin day, not recycling bin day, proper bin day, happens once a fortnight for me on a Friday, right? But because it's happened on a Monday, the next one will not be in 2 weeks, not in 14 days' time, it'll be in 11 days' time.
Blimey!
So there's even less time between this bin day and the next bin day. Forget all the other shows talking about Iran and World War III. This...
Labour leadership election.
This is what makes Britain great. Bin day. Alan, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much indeed.
Thought-provoking as ever.
0344 499 1000. We've done two shows in 3 weeks. And I've got a very painful nose. I've been putting Vaseline up my nose. I think I have tonsillitis. I think. Because the day... Anyway, because pretty much since we stopped working here at Talk Radio... The right side of my throat has been sore. I've been waking up with very, very waxy ears. And my nose, I pulled a hair out. It's created a polyp. My nasal cavities are so sore, it's like it's 1998 up there again. So I think I've got tonsillitis. But here's the thing. Here is my pledge to you, dear listener. Let me get some music. Hang on, let's get some...
We want something stirring.
Yes, we do. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. This is my... I'm going to make a pledge to the listeners this evening. Here we go. Here we go. I pledge to you, dear listener, that I will not bang on at... I don't want any singing. So let's try that again, because this is important. I want to get this right. Dear... Wait for the music.
Can you do a cappella?
No, I'm keeping my clothes on. Here we go.
And now to honor America, especially the brave men and women serving our nation in the Persian Gulf and throughout the world.
Oh, this is prescient. This is prescient, isn't it?
Of our national anthem. The anthem will be followed by a flyover of F-16 jets.
This is prescient, but wait to hear who's going to sing it.
Training wing at MacDill Air Force Base, and will be performed by the Florida Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Yaha Ling, and sung by Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston.
Too soon. Too soon. So her daughter died on the same day that she died 3 years later. Yeah. Then who died this Christmas?
Her daughter's ex-boyfriend, but also kind of Whitney's kind of adopted son. She brought him up, didn't she?
The curse.
So sad.
The curse of the Houstons. The Houston dying. It is really, really sad. I was thinking about Whitney a lot because I've been listening to a dance music station.
All right. So you've been getting a lot of higher love.
I've been listening to a dance music station. I'm really enjoying it, but now I've worked out the rotation and I'm not enjoying it so much. What's that song I like?
Higher Love.
No, what's the song I like?
Oh, Dua Lipa.
If you don't want to see me dancing with somebody, if you don't think that maybe I could hurt your body. But yeah, a lot of Whitney Houston remix, dance remix of Higher Love.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about Whitney a lot, and it's just the saddest thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a sad thing. That was crack cocaine, was that? That was her wasn't it?
Yeah, even though she said crack is whack, famously.
Yeah, right. Hey, look, it's our favourite cleaner.
I think on the night in question, she drowned in the bath and they found cocaine and alcohol in her blood.
I thought she'd... Happy New Year. I thought the bath was so hot that she'd... scalded herself to death, basically. Don't do drugs, kids.
A shame. What a talent. And you can hear loads of isolated Whitney Houston vocals on YouTube.
Can you?
Yeah, and it's incredible, proper spine tingling stuff. What a voice she
Houston.
Had.
Here we go. Let's Brian, stay there. We'll come to you. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Well, let's find out. Let's find out if she did have a voice or not. Well, this now we really are putting her to the test. Here we go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Michael. Good evening, Michael.
Hello, Ian.
Hello. What can we do for you, Michael?
Well, it's a very, very good greeting from a very cold Dublin here now. I'd like to do with the passing of Derek O'Cora, I'd like
give to you do a decent Irish accent.
What are you talking about?
I'm just suggesting that maybe you could have worked on the accent a little bit better, or phoned in using one that you could actually do.
But where do you think I'm from?
Well, I've got no idea. You sounds like you're from Pakistan.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to say, is it?
Why not? I've been to Pakistan. It's a lovely country.
Well, I couldn't get a visa anyway. It was a bit difficult.
Okay. Whereabouts are you? Go on, doing your real voice. Go on, I dare you.
What?
I dare you.
Are you suggesting that I'm not?
Yeah, I'm suggesting that you're not. Go on, doing your real voice. I dare you.
What are you... Look, this is just going down the joke now. I've rang in to give you some predictions.
I've rang in.
Oh, it's Steptoe.
Go on, give us your real voice. Go on.
This is my real voice.
Okay, buddy. What part of Dublin are you from?
Rathfarnham. Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there. Been there loads of times, yeah.
What parts have you been to?
Loads of parts. We won't take that call, Amy. Thank you very much indeed. Michael, listen, doing your real voice, otherwise I'm going to cut you off. You there?
I'm still here, yeah.
Do it in your real voice, Otherwise, I'm going to cut you off and speak to someone who will be using their real voice.
I think you better cut me off then.
Thank you very much indeed. Are we going to world... We're not going to... First of all, the World Wars 1 and 2 were not called World Wars 1 and...
Didn't realise until after the fact.
Here we go. When were they called World War 1 and 2?
Well, it was the Great War, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing World War 1 wasn't called World War 1 until World War 2.
Well, exactly. It couldn't have... I've got that. It couldn't have been World War 1 until after World War 2.
Because otherwise you'd be preempting, wouldn't you? It's like a franchise.
Yeah. Sequels these days. But so when... What year? There must have been a year when historians went, this is actually a really good question. There must have been a point when historians went, okay, well, that we're going to call that, we're going to refer to the Great War now as World War One,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to refer to the 1939-45 war as World War Two. When, this is a genuine, genuine question, right? When did, don't Google it.
I'm Googling something else.
Oh, jeez, come on. I'm just laughing at something funny my kids said over Christmas. Come on. I
was going to say that First World War, the Great War,
yeah.
the actual name for it at the time was the War to End All Wars.
Was that the name for it? Was that its like nickname around town?
It was the Great War, brackets, the War to End All Wars.
0344-499-1000. Genuine question, right? When were World Wars 1 and 2 such named? I'm just going to say 1952. And I don't know why. But quite often when I do things like that, I am right.
I bet World War II was named pretty much straight away once a certain number of countries got involved.
No.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been named that until after it was done. Wouldn't have been named that until after it was finished. I'm pretty sure. And if the war with Iran happens, right, if there's a war, I mean, James Whale was talking some right guff earlier on. He said, well, no one will go to war with America because it'll be over in 5 minutes. Does James not remember Vietnam?
Also.
or Afghanistan?
I don't know if you've noticed, but Iran don't really rate America. Have you heard what they said about who are we going to fight? SpongeBob, he's got no other heroes. No real life heroes.
James, honestly, it'll be over in 5 minutes. Name one war that's been over in 5 minutes that America have been involved with and hasn't. But if we, and this, again, I'm choosing my words so carefully because people hear what they want to hear. I'm not in any way demeaning the men and women who serve in our armed forces, right? But our army is tiny compared mm-hmm. to what it was 10 years ago, certainly compared to what it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It has been shrunk and shrunk and shrunk. And, if you know, if Boris Johnson, for example, said, well, we will send troops, we have amazing troops, I'm not for a second knocking them, but we ain't got that many, have we?
They are, right, here's what, I've got friends who are in the forces.
Of course.
And they have often talked about, you know, when, for example, one was on a warship and they came perilous. I don't know whether this is kind of an urban myth amongst yes. the military folk, but they came parallel with another ship and it was the Americans saying, you know, bow down before the biggest navy on earth.
Yeah.
And the English fired back with bow down before the best trained navy on earth. Because we kind of rate ourselves as being more professional.
We have specialists who have skills that no other military has.
And ours is a purely professional army, mostly actually, because you've got the specials that go in.
But it's tiny. And is that thing, this is true, isn't it? We've got two aircraft carriers, but no aircraft to go on them. Is that...
That doesn't sound right.
No, I know, but I think that's a thing. You can Google that. We bought two aircraft carriers. Maybe it was one. And that's all we've got now. And have no aircraft that can operate from it. I'm pretty sure that's true. And you kind of think, do we really?
It's a myth.
Oh, is it?
Lima Charlie says.
Who's Lima Charlie, first of all?
Do Britain's aircraft carriers really have no jets?
Who's Lima Charlie? Who is this? Because that could be fake news. It's the thing, we just don't know what's real anymore.
This is from forces.net, right?
Okay, so they're biased.
Well, but they also know.
Well, but they're biased.
Is the concept of aircraft carriers without planes a myth? And if so, what is the reality of the aircraft carrier program? At some point...
What year was this, please?
This is 2019.
Okay, so it's old news.
At some point in 2019, the Royal Navy will have, for the first time in nearly 50 years, two fleet aircraft carriers at sea.
Yes.
With HMS Queen Elizabeth now firmly in commission and successfully continuing her operational workup programme ahead of the vessel's first full deployment in 2021.
HMS Prince Philip has been retired.
Prince of Wales will also soon be put to sea in order to conduct initial sea trials. Okay. After 20 years of planning and UK industry delivering the two largest warships ever built for the Royal Navy,
have we got any planes?
Attention will turn to the next stage of the process, namely turning them into fully operational vessels complete with embarked aircraft.
Right.
The purpose of this article is try to explain what's going on with the aircraft
carrier
programme.
Right, can we get to the interesting bits?
Why the ships
don't
went to sea initially...
Wait.
Why the ships went to sea initially without jets, embarked on them, and why the next key milestones are.
Why don't you proofread? Please don't read the whole thing. It's incredibly dull.
I know, but what I'm saying is, they're saying the carrier without planes myth exists because of two main reasons: the public perception of delays in the program that reportedly slowed down delivery of the jets. Secondly,
so they haven't got the jets.
Well, the plan carries back 20 years.
Right, so they haven't got the jets. So we've got two aircraft carriers that at the moment, they put in an order and Amazon said they can deliver it on the same day. But then you get an email at 10 o'clock saying, well, we tried to deliver, but you weren't in. Pick another date. And then Yodel say, well, no, we chucked them over the fence. Look in the back of the barracks. There'll be two Harrier jump jets. I know they don't use Harrier jump jets anymore, but that's where I'm at. Someone will call in and someone will know. Alistair!
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, Alistair. Thank you. We've only done two shows in 3 weeks. My God, I've been champing at the bit to be sat in this chair.
Yeah, I missed you, man.
Well, I missed all of you guys, but we are not friends with anybody.
I know.
I really feel I've got to say that. Online, I've been getting, unlike some of my streams, I've been getting some people that have been getting a little bit too close and a little bit too chatty and a little bit, not too chatty because I like the chatting, but a little bit too needy and a little bit too, notice me, he noticed me, right? We're not, I love talking to you guys, and actually I do have a couple of friends who started off as contributors to the show. I do have a couple of people who I genuinely consider friends, and I love talking to you, Alistair, but
right.
We ain't. It's a job, man. It's a friend. Anyway, you're not mine.
So.
now that hurts.
Yes. Right, you know about the right. I'll deal with these things quickly.
Yes.
You've asked quite a lot of questions in that section.
Thank you.
First of all, the aircraft carriers were ordered at the same time as the aircraft.
Yep.
But the aircraft are coming from America. And they soon discovered that they didn't realise that those aircraft had to be adapted to fit on the British aircraft.
So forces.net talking out there.
Well, I mean, it was quite a lengthy article. I could have got to the bottom of it if I'd have been given a couple more days.
I've missed your razor sharp wit.
Yeah, it's covered up the fact that the British Defence Procurement people in Whitehall messed up.
Right, so at this precise moment, we... you said the sofa would fit!
They got the plane to the door and it wouldn't fit through.
So saying we have aircraft carrier two, but at this precise moment we don't... We have planes as much as we have paid for them, but we don't physically have them.
Correct.
What a world. So forces.net.
I wouldn't mess with those guys.
Oh, I wouldn't mess with them. Ooh.
You know, the first aircraft carrier that has already gone to sea, that started taking water in its very first outing.
Look out, Iran! We're going to come and kick your asses with our sinky plane boat that hasn't got any planes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, well.
And a potted history of the Iran thing is basically Obama got to the point where he negotiated with Iran that they would...
I get that. I get there's a deal. I get there was a deal about nuclear weapons, and then, like, a year or 2 years ago, Trump pulled out of it.
But
I get that. I don't get how we got to where we are now with, like, 5 million people in Iran, you know, the Iranian streets, and Twitter terrifying people about World War III.
Two words. Donald Trump.
Okie dokie, Alistair. Wow, that's, dear listener, is modern politics. How are you doing, man? You good?
Well, I've just passed 8 months.
Keep coming back.
It was great to hear you talking about you're going to be doing a commitment.
I'm going to find one. I'm going to hit some new meetings this week, and I'm going to find a commitment.
Does someone have to leave or like fall off the wagon for you to get their spot?
You can like if you offer them a drink and they accept it, you can grasp them. No, you're supposed to give it up after a year. You're supposed to have the commitment for a year.
Give someone else a try.
And so give someone else a go.
That's made me treasurer of one group.
Look at that. That's responsibility, huh?
But, I mean, I didn't tell them about, you know, what I've done.
Well, I think you're meant to tell them about what you... I think you're meant to, in the spirit of honesty. No, but you're completely trustworthy. You know that.
Yeah. So I'm actually enjoying that. It means I've got to go down the post office and change the coinage into notes from time to time.
Beautiful.
And I've sent the donation to the intergroup.
There you go.
So, yeah, I'm feeling great. I'm not sleeping great at the moment, as I think Catherine might know, because
she's living with you now. She's left her husband, and she's living with Alistair. As I said, was a risky move, but you just wanted
but
to go for
it. But we are not friends.
No.
We're not
just lovers. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers.
I've got some advice if you want to hear it very quickly.
Yeah, go on.
Delta Waves Sleep. Basically, if you've got a streaming service, you can play Delta Waves.
Delta Waves?
And you put...
aren't they like a prog rock group? Like, yes.
No. It's like sort of funny sounds, and it does actually help your brain relax and go to sleep.
Okay, it sounds like bullshine to me, Alistair, but thank you. I tell you what works for me, spraying on my pillow before I go to sleep, a lavender spray on my pillow, which you bought me. Thank you, it's very expensive, and I'm running out.
Do you think it really works, or is it...
It just smells nice. It smells nicer than my bed. My bed stinks.
Oh, God.
My bed absolutely stinks. Right, let me just do a little bit of...
Tidying up.
A little bit of housework. Jonathan... I can see you're ringing in. I really don't want to talk to you. You will not be allowed on this show again after your abhorrent and violent fantasies that you shared on the show a few months ago. So Jonathan, no, I can see you calling in. I'm really not interested to talk to you. So I would suggest you put the phone down. Thank you very much indeed. Is Ken coming on, or is he not bothered now? Or did he just want to talk to you?
No, I'm sure he wants to talk to you.
We'll talk to him after the news. I wonder if Ken knows I'm bisexual now. And we'll tolerate him for a short time, but I'm not going to let him preach his hate. Dear listener, 1 hour down. I'm shattered. 03444991000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome. I think we've established what's happening with Iran. We haven't solved it yet. I'm up for solutions.
You've got two more hours.
I'm totally up for that. I'm talking about Bin Day. Loads of stuff. We've not even scratched the surface of what we got. If you want to give us a call, now's a great time. 03444991000. You'll speak to Amy. She will take your name and number and will give you a call straight back. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian and Kath, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go. This is it. Coming in strong. No. Evening, dear listener, the Late Night Alternative. I sound tinny in my ears, but you know what? I'm going to assume I sound fat, P-H-A-T, and loud and large to the listeners out there. My name is Ian Lee. I sold some strawberries on a reality television show known simply as I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. Who are you?
I am Catherine Boyle. Allow it, rude boy.
There we go. We've got Amy on the phones. It's a phone-in show unlike any other. You can call in about absolutely anything you want, and you will get on the air. It's as simple as that. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome. The big news story of the day. I was being all slick there, and I've balls this up. Hang on. The big news story of the day, and there is no story bigger. No story is bigger than this. Hang on, where is it? A mum has blown eight. Have you read this story?
No, go on.
The mum who's an addict.
No.
Have you not read the? Hello.
Hello.
That's better. A mum has blown £8,000 feeding an addiction. What? To what is she addicted? Catherine Boyle, first guest goes to you.
I'm not going to go for the obvious things. No. Booze, drugs, scratchies. I'm going to go for handbags.
Alan, what do you think this mum is addicted to?
Cheese and onion crisps.
Oh, it's a good guess. We're going to let's just take some calls straight to air on this. 0344 499 1000. And don't phone in if you've read the story. Otherwise, it's pointless. What? To whom? To what is this mum? Let's give her a name. Lisa Anderson, 44. Lisa Anderson, 44, is addicted to something. To what? Is she addicted? Let's just get your... I'm going to take call straight to air on this. Catherine, you're...
Could I have another guess?
Yes.
Crumpets.
Mmm.
I love a crumpet.
Why is crumpet... Where, what's the history of the word crumpet, meaning how's your father?
I don't know. Okay. Well, crumpet is a reference to women, isn't it?
Well, no, crumpet. A bit of crumpet. Yes, not a woman. Okay. But how is that? Because... Okay. It's not crumpet. Alan...
Okay, chocolate.
No.
Some people call them pikelets.
I would never speak about a woman like that. 0344 499 1000. This really is the big news story of the day, and I'm surprised that it hasn't got the coverage. And this is the era we live in now of fake news. You're all no one wants to talk about this. So everybody is talking about the war. Everyone's talking about Iran. No one's talking about the big news stories. I won't fall for that. Let's go to line... Hang on a second. Line two. What is Lisa Anderson, 44, addicted to?
Big Macs.
It's not Big Macs. Although, I've got to say, very delicious. Very delicious. Let's go to line three. Line three. What is Lisa Anderson, 44, addicted to? I'm going to tell you what the answer is, Alan and Catherine.
Okay.
Nope.
Milkshakes.
Do your milkshakes bring all the boys to the yard?
It depends on what flavour milkshake it is.
Yeah, some people are lactose intolerant.
A mum has blown £8,000 feeding an addiction to eating talcum powder.
Oh, what? No!
Talcum powder. As opposed to Malcolm powder, which is what my dad's ashes. Oh, I wish I'd made that joke when my dad had been cremated. Malcolm powder. Oh,
we didn't know about Lisa then, did we?
Please, dear God. Thank you, Amy. Please, dear God, can we invent a time machine so I can go back to my dad's cremation and do a joke about Malcolm powder?
Oh, it might have been a bit soon.
Oh, I think it'd be funny. I got a lot of laughs when I gave my dad Zoogly. Lisa Anderson, 44, sneaks into the bathroom to scoff Johnson's baby powder off the back of her hand. And there's a picture of her, Catherine, with a big pile of it on the back of her hand.
Oh, that's not right.
Every 30 minutes and has emptied one 200-gram bottle a day for 15 years.
Right, let's
Catherine.
Just think about the impact of that on her guts.
Okay.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Before anyone thinks...
She's going to do wonderful farts.
I was going to say... Powdery ones. Before everyone else thinks, oh, that sounds glamorous, right? Because it does, doesn't it? It sounds gorgeous. That talcum powder dries everything up. So she's going to have like a big clump of like putty in her stomach.
There's that lovely gif, isn't there, of a little baby who does a little fart and a big cloud comes out. You've seen that? That's a great gif. But talcum powder, as we know, is cancerous. Wow. No, not cancerous. It's not the word.
Carcinogenic.
Thank you. Which means it gives you cancer.
Well, if you put it in the wrong places, yes.
Well, in your gut. The mum of five was recent. And none of the other shows None of the other stations have had the balls to cover this. Oh, Iran. Oh, Donald Trump. Oh, new Labour leader. This is the big story. No wonder the British Radio Association gave this show the best British radio show 2019. We're not going to keep banging on about it because it's 2020 now. That's old news.
Yeah.
But we won the best British radio show 2019.
Thanks
we won
again
it.
To the BRA and Ofcom.
Name a radio show, Alan.
The Late Night Alternative.
Apart from this one.
Okay. Come and Dad at Breakfast on BBC WM.
We beat it. Name another radio show.
The Paul Briggs Drive Time Show on BBC WM.
Stop saying shows from there, but
not,
we beat
not
that.
Not as good as us, no.
So give us one more show from another radio station.
Chelsea at Breakfast on BBC Radio Manchester.
We beat them. The Mum of Five, basically, you name a radio show, we beat it. But the British Radio Association made this show, hashtag TLNA 2.0, and that's really frustrating. You actually have to put in the word point, because you can't do a decimal, you can't do a
but, actually it works this year, because it's like 20.
Yes.
Sounds like we're being
the Mum of Five was recently told, here's the thing, the British Radio Association said the show was nearly perfect, Alan. Nearly perfect. Do you know what they said we could do to make it more perfect?
Better quality of callers?
They said two things. One of them was a better quality of callers. What was the second thing?
I don't know.
Les Catherine. The Mum of Five. What? Les Catherine. The Mum of Five, and I'll be working on that. You're right. The Mum of Five was recently... Amy, could you come in and pick up Catherine's jaw? It's just fallen onto the floor over there. The Mum of Five was recently... could you get some Savlon as well, just to put on that burn? The Mum of Five was recently told by doctors she may have PICA syndrome.
Some Piles cream for that?
A compulsion to eat non-food items. Lisa from Paignton, Devon... I'm going to go and open a chemist's in Paignton, Devon, make a fortune. Said... But what's a Devon? I'm from Devonshire. I do get it's a bit weird, but it just has this nice soapy taste. I remember getting really drawn to its smell. Now I can't do without it. Lisa first developed symptoms of Pica syndrome in 2004, days after giving birth to her fifth child. She says, longest I've been without it is 2 days. Worst time of my life. Bloody hated it. Lisa says she cannot stomach flavoured talc, just Johnson's.
Flavoured talc?
Original.
What's flavoured talc?
You know, like coconut, cherry, guju berries, that kind of stuff. Alan, anything?
I am shocked. I mean, I've heard of addictions, but this is a new one on me.
Exactly, Alan. I've heard of addictions, but this is a new one on me. 0344 499 1000. This is Britain's best radio show 2019, according to those guys at Bra. Catherine.
My sister ate the remote control.
This is Talk Radio.
Darkness falls across the land. It's 10 o'clock, says the little hand. The ordinary folk will turn out the light, happy to go gently into that good night. Not so the night people, funky but neat. For them, the hour is deliciously sweet. Kick off your slippers, don't go to bed. The party's just starting. You can sleep when you're dead. Set free your mind, let your fancy take flight. Conversation gets curiouser by the glow of moonlight. It's electric, it's eclectic, it's always rule-free. It's the late-night alternative with that man, Ian Lee.
Get all thriller, no filler night dog. That's like nothing else on the radio. The late night alternative with Ian Lee. Weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
David says on Twitter, the thing is,
have you ever tried it?
He talks like that, doesn't he, David Babcock?
I'm
David Babcock, I got my way stuck in a Hoover.
I'm David Babcock, I got my way stuck in a Hoover.
You've got to put your tongue over there.
I'm David Babcock, I got my way stuck in a Hoover. The thing is, have you ever tried it? Could be the best tasting thing in the world, but we wouldn't know.
Then Ray says, there are those women who like to eat chalk. I used to eat chalk when I was a kid. Mm. Not chalk sticks, but I would rub my finger along the what we used to call the, get ready, PC Brigade, the blackboard. Yes, we called it the blackboard. Nobody was offended then. Nobody died. Now we have to call it the board of colour. What a world we live in. Well, I will continue to call it the blackboard. And I don't care who I offend, because I'm a radio host.
Okay, Boomer.
I would... It could be Kate Boomer.
I said, okay, Boomer.
I thought you said Kate Boomer. I don't...
I'm Kate Boomer.
I used to run my finger along the...
That's the same thing.
Crotch of the what we call a chalkboard now. The crotch
the
of that.
The crotch of it.
What do you know? There's like a little shelf.
Yeah, call it the shelf. Why are you calling it a crotch?
I know.
Is that how you think of your crotch?
I really think
it's a shelf.
I really think something. I think. Not, I think that over Christmas something has happened to me. Maybe like a piano or a safe fell on my head, or maybe I licked electricity, because my brain is not working.
Did you hit your reset button by accident?
I might have done. I was playing in that area. I used to rub my finger along the crotch of the blackboard. I'd lick it, rub it along this. It was covered like a dib-dab.
Well, then you're the same as her.
I am the same as her.
It's just quantities that's different.
I am the same as her. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Tim. Good evening, Tim.
Good evening, Ian. How are you?
Oh, it's Tim!
It is.
Am I allowed to say that I know you?
Yeah, of course.
I know Tim.
Okay.
I know Tim. I've had coffee in Tim's house. I've had coffee in this guy's house, and I've touched an old Spanish warship's beam.
Okay, well, that's a lot of detail, Tim. Thanks very much for phoning.
What you got for us, Tim?
I don't really know. I've had a pretty grumpy and down day.
Uh-oh.
I felt a bit defeated by everything, you know?
Well, okay. Well, you've come to the right place, because do you know what? I started off feeling like that, but then I had a great day. So why don't I rub off onto you?
Could you rub off?
Yes. What happened, man? Do you want to tell us what happened?
I don't think it was anything specific. I went for a meeting with my sponsor this afternoon, who I love.
Yeah.
And it was a good meeting. He was a bit down in the doldrums, actually. He's not been fairly well. And so it's good for him as well, he said. But I ran an idea past him that I've been having recently, and he was a little bit... I probably shouldn't be sharing this. No, I'm not saying anything about anyone, am I?
No, confidentiality has been broken here. Don't worry, I've got a dump button in case anything comes out.
Oh, I love that button. I felt like he was a bit dismissive of it, and it knocked me a little bit.
Yeah.
And I've kind of managed to build up since that mainly by writing ideas, writing plans for the thing that I want to do.
Yeah.
And it's made me feel a bit better. And I also wrote a gratitude list tonight, which...
Gratitude list. I went to a meeting today, a new meeting today, because I felt myself sinking. By the way, we're talking 12 steps AA recovery, guys, if you're interested, as I know some of you are. And I was doing a stream this morning, and I just felt myself sinking, because there's a couple of technical issues, but it wasn't that. I was tired, and something wasn't quite right with me. And so I kind of abandoned the stream, and I went to a meeting I hadn't been to before, and it was, normally I don't like these kind of meetings that are themed, and it was resentments and gratitude. And I went, Tim, man, it was incredible. It was incredible. And I shared, and I did my usual trick of sneaking out at the end, and this woman came and grabbed me and said, no, you're going nowhere. I want to have a chat with about what you shared. That was incredible. And they've invited me to a meeting tomorrow, which I can't make, but I'm going to go and see them next week. And I had I'd forgotten to do... Here's a simple trick at home, dear listener. Just think now of three things that you're grateful for. And it can be like, I don't know, maybe you won the lottery this week. It can be something big like that. Or it can be the very simple fact that you've got clean sheets on your bed. Or that you've even got a bed to sleep in. Three things that you're grateful for. And I guarantee you... Well, I don't guarantee you, but 9 times out of 10 when I do it, if I don't feel better, I certainly feel... a little bit more balanced. Catherine?
Part of the rules of the gratitude thing, though, are that you don't add the even though on the end. It's just got to be absolute gratitude.
All right, all three of us are going to do it. I'm going to go first. Right. So the three things I'm grateful for today. I got to speak to my kids on the phone. and they made me laugh. So that's one thing. Second thing is I've had this sore throat and it doesn't feel quite as bad this evening. Third thing is I'm sat opposite my best mate and this, I'm getting paid to sit opposite her. Tim, you have a go.
I will have a go.
Go on.
My first one is that my daughter sent me a lovely video this morning, video message.
Lovely.
Saying how much they love me and that they're counting down the sleeps till my birthday, which I love.
There we go.
The second is that I had a good meeting tonight and it turned things around a little bit.
Yeah.
And the third thing, I think I'm just going to go as broad as nature.
There we go.
I enjoyed being outside today.
Beautiful. Catherine, those are great. They're good, Catherine.
Okay. This morning, I was tired, but I went to the gym.
Nice.
And then I came home and I did loads of work. Boom. And third, my cat can high-five.
There we go. Catherine has trained her cat to high-five. Now, it sounds great. She uses a hot plate and electricals on her genital.
I do not.
But it does look amazing.
It does. Unfortunately, she knows that's how she demands treats.
Exactly.
After treat.
Go on,
after
Tim.
Treat.
I don't know whether you mute me when I'm not talking.
You're drowned out. If we're talking, the way I don't do a fader or anything. I do with some of the more irritating callers. but the way the system is balanced is if me and Kath are talking, your line instantly dips ever so slightly.
That's like the coffee we had last week.
Yes, exactly.
Catherine, you definitely topped the gratitude list for today. That is awesome.
It's good.
Can you post
a good
video
list.
Of that?
It's a good list.
I have posted a video of that, but I'll send it to you if you like.
Thank you.
There you go, you see. Go on.
And the other thing I was going to say was...
Yeah.
Now, can I do a fourth gratitude?
Yeah.
Well, it's greedy gratitude now. Very
I
greedy gratitude.
Today, yes. And this goes absolutely against the anonymity thing, not on live on air, of course.
Yes.
But I mentioned today that I knew you, Ian, to my sponsor.
Oh.
And I didn't know how he'd react. And he said, oh, lovely Ian. Isn't he wonderful?
Oh, so someone who knows me.
Clearly not.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
Tim, nice to talk to you, my friend. Thank you
nice
for calling.
Talk to you soon. I'll see you soon.
See you later on, man. Take care. There
nice
you go.
To kind of meet him.
Yeah, I've mentioned Tim to you a little bit there. He's a nice guy. And I know we're banging on about it a lot, but you know what? It saved my life. I'm diving into the meetings. Ian is tweeting me, do you just do AA or do you do NA as well? I do all of them, man. I'll go to all of them. I've always done, and we'll move on to other stuff in a bit because I know not everyone digs this, but this is the vibe at the moment. NA was where I got clean and NA was what I was, Narcotics Anonymous was the place that I went to for most. But a few weeks ago, I got a new sponsor and he is a recovering drug addict, but he said, go to AA. He said, I can get everything I want from AA, do that. And so I'm doing it and it's opened up a whole new world. To me, a whole new world. First of all, there's more meetings, which makes it easier. But there's a whole new world. I'm looking for a commitment at a meeting. I'm having the time of my life. And it was great because today I was doing this stream and I just felt there's just this little sinking feeling going down in my chest and I could feel it. And I thought, oh, I'm just going to go back to bed. And then I thought, no, I'm going to do something. This is what I want to try and do now whenever possible. When I am starting to, when I recognize that I'm starting to head downwards, to try and do something to at least slow that down a little bit, if not reverse it. And today it was going to a meeting and I'm so glad I did because I met these amazing, amazing people. There we go. Look, people are sending it. Three things you're grateful for. Nelly, I'm grateful for the house I live in. Beautiful. I'm grateful for having such a loving, caring son who is unashamedly sensitive around his new sister. I like this. Nelly's got the new baby.
Yeah.
Kind of
get
loving
back to
vibes.
Us in 2 years.
Yeah. And three, I ate three vanilla custard filled donuts today that were ace and I didn't feel guilty. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Did we do the quarter past break? See? My brain has been zapped. I've got no idea what's going on. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. It really is that freeform. It's a slight local radio. It's a slight local radio Alan Partridge thing. But on the back of the woman eating talcum powder, on the back of me eating, Chuck, the weirdest thing you've ever eaten. It's a little mid-morning local radio, but we'll have that. And also, I mentioned Malcolm powder. My father was called Malcolm. Those were his ashes. If you've ever accidentally swallowed the ashes of, of a dead person or a dead animal, 03444991000, because when you toss the ashes out, everybody seems to encounter, they throw them into a wind, they blow back.
It's funny the tossing technique.
Yeah.
Because I have been to crematoria where they give you like a sprinkler.
Oh, she did the plural of crematoriums.
Don't you have that? Like when it's on kind of a, it's like a sort of bucket with a hole in it.
Dear Liza.
And you waggle it about on the lawn.
Well, I've never actually scattered ashes. You're supposed to get permission, aren't you, from the place that you do it at? But well, I know
people who've put them in chip shops and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, so do you.
Who? Kelly Betts.
There's bits of her gran all over the place.
Kelly Betts put...
I think she went outside the chip shop that she loved.
Hang on a second.
There were bits of her up on, I think, Sharp and O'Clappers. I think some went to Wales.
Hang on a minute.
Places that she liked.
We're gonna find out. I'm gonna give Kelly Betts a phone call. Hang on a second, guys. This is someone we used to work with. That's an abroad phone. Oh, she's abroad.
She'll be in Ibiza, innit?
Yeah, haven't it? Large.
Either that or someone's nicked a phone and run off with it.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service for...
Okay, we don't need to hear that. La, la, la. La, la, la. Christmas time. La, 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 la.
Send her a WhatsApp.
Message after the tone. When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Hello, Kelly. This is Ian and Catherine. We're live on Talk Radio. I want to know, is it true you scattered your gran's ashes? Where?
All over the shop. But wasn't there a chip shop?
Did you scatter your gran's ashes... in a chippy. If you could give us, let me know, that'll be wonderful, please. Thank you.
Have a nice holiday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, from what I remember, the family, like, put her in different envelopes and they took her to places separately. And whenever they went somewhere where they thought she'd like it, they left a bit.
Chippy, that's disgusting. Dion!
Good evening, Ian and Catherine.
Yeah, sorry, Dion, say that again. I didn't have my headphones on.
Sorry, good evening, Ian.
Good evening. You're sounding better.
Yeah, my speech is improving.
Yeah, definitely, man. How are you finding that?
I'm trying to eat solids again.
Yeah.
But I'm experimenting. I was absolutely stoked.
Oh, mate, that's advanced.
I can't chew, and I haven't really got any taste buds.
Oh, you haven't got any taste buds? So even if you sucked on a steak, you wouldn't get the meaty goodness from it?
No, it's just I've got a new tongue and it's got no taste buds on it.
There's got to be a prison in China somewhere where they can chop off a Chinese murderer's taste buds and sell them to you for £1,000, isn't it?
Yeah, but you might get a taste for something nasty.
That's true. That is very true, actually. Got to be so careful.
Yeah, a lot of time I'm experimenting on different things. I like spicy food anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I sort of over-spice it. I can get a good taste that way.
I tell you what I'm into so much, and I know what will happen. I'll be into it for another 3 weeks, and then I won't have them again for a year. Toasted sandwiches. Because I bought a Breville, right?
Yeah.
And I've been making cheese toasty. Fine. That's fine. Then I've been mixing it up by making cheese toasties and putting beans in. You don't have to heat the beans before. Get heated.
Yeah.
Did that. Then I did cheese, beans, and ham. The ham was too much. But today, Dion, today... I did some cheese. I cracked an egg in there. Beautiful.
Yeah, well, it feels it, doesn't it?
Yep.
When that was it.
Yep.
On the walls of my room tonight.
Get a Breville. You get a Breville. Because my boys wanted me to get one. And I was thinking, oh, I really don't, because they have them at home. When I was a kid, a Breville was like 60, 70 quid. £24.99, next day delivery. Yeah.
And you've got a posh one that you can click.
You can click the cooking plates out and you can give them a good old scrub. I don't, obviously. It's like a wok. I don't think you're meant to clean the Breville. The taste builds up over the years. Get a toasty maker.
Yeah, I'm going to have a look on eBay, Amazon.
Please. Oh, don't get a second-hand one.
No, I'm getting a new one. eBay sells brand new stuff as well.
Okay, go. Okay, yeah, don't never buy second-hand cooking utensils, because you just don't know.
No.
I'll tell you what I did make yesterday, which I've never eaten before.
Yeah.
I had to make noodles.
Oh, yes.
Pulled them up, put some chili sauce and that with it.
Yeah.
And four fish fingers.
What?
Oh, okay.
I believe that's what they call fusion, isn't it?
Because it's soft and it's easy to eat.
Here you go, Dion. Let's play a game. Can you tell us three things that you're grateful for today?
Being healthy.
There you go. One. Love it.
I don't mind coming around with a bit of a laugh.
There we go.
Okay,
gosh. You do surprise me every now and then with the end of your sentences. Okay, yeah, go on. Give us one more.
I'm just looking forward to the future.
There you go. Can't say fair.
And just being happy in that.
What a great position to be in. Dion, it's so nice to hear you. I heard you on another radio station over Christmas, and it's good to hear your voice improving after that horrendous operation, mate. But thank you. Oh, Kelly tried to call me back. Hang on, let's...
Hello.
Hello, Kelly Betts.
Hi.
You're live on a national radio station, so I don't want any of your foul language or your political bias, okay?
Ah, it's intense.
Whereabouts in the world are you?
I'm in New York.
New York City?
Wow! The whole... You've got to go to the Stardust Diner.
The Stardust Diner.
Yeah,
okay.
They sing to you.
It's just off Times Square.
It's off Times Square near Broadway. They sing to you while you're eating. It's the campest, most hilarious thing ever. You'll be so embarrassed.
Sounds good. I'll do it.
Nice one. So I can't remember why we're talking about ashes. Oh, we're asking if anyone's ever eaten a dead person's.
Well, you eaten chalk, and then it went on to ashes.
You've not eaten ashes, have you?
Yeah, I have. By accident.
This is incredible. Go on.
when I threw my dead sprinkled man, I inhaled, and then it came all back in my face and in my lungs.
What does she taste like? Love?
Tastes like love, yeah. Love and, like, Nan things.
Nan things. Oh, okay. Kath, come on, sit back up. But your mum sprinkled her ashes in a chippy.
Yeah, and she had a favourite chip shop in Wales, my nana. And then, when she died, my mum was like, that's where she'd really like to go, I'm going to sprinkle her. So they went in, my auntie was talking to the chip shop owner to disguise the fact that my mum was throwing ashes.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Maybe tomorrow.
Busy show tonight. We haven't got time to listen to the whole of the song. This is the Late Night Alternative. My name is Ian Lee. Who dat lady?
Catherine Boyle.
Okay, Amy's on the telephone tonight. That means if you call up, and the call will be free, pennies at most, but you'll speak to Amy. She will take your name and number and will call you straight back. You don't even have to tell her what you're calling in about. This isn't one of those phony shows where we go, right, for the first hour, it's Iran, and the second hour, it's the royal family, and the third hour, it's Open Line. You call in now about anything you want. Here comes the phone number. Are you ready? 0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let me read you a text that came into James Whale's show, right? That shows, I would like you to do a little bit better than this. I think we can say that within the new confines. I would like you, dear listener, to do a little bit better than Archie, okay, who's texted in 37 minutes ago about the excellent, excellent news that Prince Harry, and Meghan have decided to step down from being... They're retiring from royalty.
Well, it's not quite that. They're saying they're not going to be senior royals. They'll be doing it on their own terms.
Exactly. So they're retiring from royalty, just as I said.
Oh.
And Archie says, Harry isn't Charles's son. Who cares? And she's a banger. Now,
what?
She's a banger. Now, I would like you, dear listener, imagine the basement, right? The basement in a department store, and the department store is quality of contributions. So imagine the basement, but then There's like an earth tremor, and for safety reasons, they have to dig through the basement, and then they find there are about 30 levels beneath the basement. That's where I would place Archie's text to James Wales show. 30 levels beneath the basement of a metaphorical department store that I'm using as an analogy for contributions. Got a little bit lost in the middle of that sentence.
No, but you got to the end and that's great.
Thank you very much indeed. I would like you to aim for the fourth floor and up, please. So hosiery and up is what we're aiming for. I don't want to go ground floor. I don't want to go first floor, second floor, third floor. I don't want to go basement. I don't want to go 30 cavities beneath the basement. I want to aim from the fourth floor right up to the top. And it's a big department store. It goes up to floor 12.
Can I give a little bit of guidance?
Guidance. Both of us are having trouble. Like, it must be that weed we smoked.
No, it's that donut.
Oh, we stopped off. To get into work, we have to pass the Krispy Kremes. And sometimes sometimes the Krispy Kremes is empty. And then today I looked in and went, oh, it's full. Let's go. And you've got to buy three Krispy Kremes. You can only buy them
we've
in threes.
We've got two. It's compulsory.
So we're a little bit high on sugar donuts.
But my guidance for you, if you want to aim for the fourth floor, is when you're talking about women, don't say anything that you wouldn't mind someone saying to your mum, sister or wife.
Yeah. Pete has gone straight in at level six on the tweet. God damn it, I was going to ring up tonight, but Archie's already said everything I wanted to. Pete's got in at level six. 0344 499 1000. Why exactly has... we just call him... I'm just going to call him Harry. What's his last name?
No, he's still Prince Harry.
Well, I'm going... Yeah.
He's the Duke of Sussex.
Okay, well, I'm going to call him Harry because I don't really have much truck for titles. Okay.
Can you call him Mr. Sussex?
Is that his name?
That'd be his surname,
Mr.
Yeah.
Sussex. Yeah. Okay. Mr. and Mrs. Sussex. Mm. I find it funny because it's got the word sex in there.
Oh, has it?
Yes. Mr. and Mrs. Sussex, what exactly have they said?
Harry and
Meghan. I love this, by the way. I think this is the best story I've heard in ages.
Harry and Meghan are stepping back as senior royals.
You nearly called him Harry.
No,
That's disrespectful.
Not.
Off with your head. And the thing is, he's not.
I did not. They said... Now,
isn't this more fun than last night when we thought we were all going to die in World War III?
Well, we still might.
we could do. Just don't this fly time, over Iran.
Yeah. We intend to step back as senior members of the royal family.
Not and me and you. Oh, no, this is their statement. I apologise.
And work to become financially independent. I don't know whether they mean that they'll be working to get money or they're going to work to build up towards it.
Well, let's just say I was in Costa at the weekend and I did see a guy that looked a little bit like Harry Sussex.
There you go. And work to become financially independent while continuing to fully support Her Majesty the Queen. They say they plan to balance their time between the UK and North America while continuing to honour our duty to the Queen, the Commonwealth and our patronages. The geographic balance will enable us to raise our son with an appreciation for the royal tradition into which he was born, while also providing our family with the space to focus on the next chapter, including the launch of our new charitable entity.
I love this.
Now, the royals, the Buckingham Palace have been saying that, you know, we're still working towards that. Let's not go nuts. That's the abridged version of what they've said.
But what has also been suggested is that no one at the palace knew, that no one knew about this. I think this is brilliant. Here's the thing, right? Everyone who's going to get upset about this is exactly the same person who applauds Donald Trump for surprising everybody with what could be termed irrational actions. It could be termed the rantings of an insane baby. Those are the people that are going, what Donald Trump does is great because you just don't know what's coming next.
He's not a politician.
Not.
He's bucking the trend.
Yeah, exactly. Well, these two are bucking the trend and they are soon, I mean, you can argue how far the split will be with the royal family, but they ain't playing the game the way everybody has expected them to play the game. First things first, if I'd have had the wherewithal, I would have gone back to about 2 years and found the clip where I said that Meghan Markle will rip this royal family apart. Do you remember me saying that on this show? Thank you. Thank first of all to all my fans. Thank you. I was right.
But you're saying it like this is a destructive thing, actually.
Yeah, 2 years ago I was suggesting it was destructive. Yeah. But I do think it could possibly be the start of chinks in the armour. But I think this is brilliant. I think this is wonderful. I think this is exciting. It breaks convention. It's two fingers up, one finger in her case, because she's an American, she has a full set of fingers. But it's two fingers up to all of the press and all of the royal experts.
Also, this idea that they will be earning their own living is an answer to everyone who says, you've got to show us your baby, you belong to us, we pay for you.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw one or both of them on next year's Apprentice. £250,000. That's a great idea. Couples Apprentice.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
Oh, because that format is so stale.
Right. Here's my first nomination, then, for the couples to go on The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Richard and Judy.
Couples Apprentice. 0344. This is the, I knew we kept talking, we'd get to something. 0344-499-1000. Couples Apprentice.
Vernon and Tess.
Tess wouldn't do it. Tess wouldn't do it. Vernon would love to. Vernon, TV. Tess, like, nah, mate. Nah.
Need it.
Don't need it. Don't need it.
All she needs to do is go on telly on a Saturday and say, let's hear from the judges.
Yeah, exactly. Were you doing a voice then?
Judges.
I don't think I've ever heard her speak, and I've met her. I hope that, I just raised my head, that might have sounded seedy. I didn't mean it seedy. I mean, I've met her, but I can't remember.
Then
there you go. That's me. I know Vernon a little bit, and I like those guys, so I don't do anything at all. What is brilliant, right, is we had Royal Expert on James's show, who, fact fans, was the Royal Expert when I was doing a show on another radio station and one of the royal babies was born. And we got a phone call from the boss, who I didn't really get on with, saying, you need to get a Royal Expert on now. And I went, yeah, okay. So we got a Royal Expert on, and I said, right, well, the baby's been born and it's a girl. Well, Ian, that's the rumour that's going around, but we just won't know until the baby is born. I said, yeah, no, the baby's born and it's a girl. Well, Ian, that's the rumour that's going around. But no, I said, no, Richard, it's on the telly now. The baby has been born about 5 minutes ago. Ah, let me look. Ah, yes, I was in the bathroom. Yes, yes.
Oh, no, what a time.
But these royal experts are up in arms, because protocol has been broken, because the whole tradition has been broken, because history is, I mean, in the great scheme of things, does it matter? No, of course it doesn't matter. But how can anyone, right, if you don't like your job, it's their job, if you don't like your job and or your family, the best thing you can do is, if you're able to, is to move away, mm-hmm. is to change. That's pretty much what they're doing. They have been treated. Here's the thing. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have been treated appallingly by the British press. Absolutely appallingly. Hounded, bullied, chased, belittled, mocked. Oh, they didn't let us look at their baby. Oh, who are the godparents? You have to tell us. I think them quitting the royal family is the most exciting, bold, wonderful thing that could possibly happen to that outdated, ridiculous system that we have. If anybody is angry at Harry and Meghan and the announcement they've made that they're stepping away from royal duties, then I suggest that it's you with the problem. The people that are angry at Harry and Meghan are the same people that applaud Donald Trump for thinking outside of the box and doing stuff that no one expects. They've done stuff that no one expects. You have to applaud them and you have to celebrate them and wish them well. And if you don't, well,
the late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
0344-499-1000. Good evening, Roger.
Good evening, Ian and Catherine.
Hello.
Right, so Alexa off. I've just come upstairs to grab
Could you do
book.
That before you come? This is like the new Nigel not standing in the bit where he gets a phone signal.
Here's the thing, I've got a theory. The way people talk to Alexa is the way they would talk to a maid if they had one.
I'm always saying please and thank you to my Google.
Exactly.
It's weird because if I don't say Alexa in a certain way...
They don't listen, do they?
No, I've got it trained, so it's trained to my voice.
You see, that's exactly what you'd say about the help.
You recognise me.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, let's have a look, see if I can get it to do it. Alexa, who am I?
You are a pain in the butt. You are my master.
Oh, she didn't know who's speaking at the moment.
No, I'm not sure you do, Roger, either, but we'll carry on.
Right, I'll call in about what I meant to call in last night.
Okay.
Before I decided to troll Ollie instead.
Yes.
I finally watched a certain documentary film on Monday evening.
Please don't let it be that Don't F With Cats. Everyone keeps saying, are you going to watch Don't F With Cats? No, because I'm bored of murderous documentaries and he tortures cats.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see the torture, but you see the before and you see the after.
No, thanks.
Why would I want to see that? So can people, please, can you stop recommending Don't F With Cats to me? Because I ain't going to watch it. And then someone said, actually, it's not that good. So I'm going to watch a cat torturer, before and after videos of a cat torture, and it's not even that good. No, I'm out. Yeah.
You mentioned it on Monday night that it's on Netflix. Won't You Be My Neighbour?
Mr. Rogers, good, isn't it?
It was wonderful. I want... Is the Blu-ray region free? Because
I bought the Blu-ray. I've not watched it yet. I think it is region free. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's region free. I'm sure I checked before I got it. I don't know what, if any, extras are on there.
Let me know, mate.
I will let you know when I get round to watching it in about 15 years' time. That's how I roll with things that I buy. And by the way, slowly, one by one, I'm getting rid of DVDs and things. I tried to watch a film the other day that I used to love. I remember loving it when I watched it 17 years ago. And someone very kindly sent it to me. And I started watching it. Man, I was bored of Ichi the Killer.
Oh, yeah.
Japanese film. But it looked really, really dated. It's only from like 2000. Really dated. So at some point, I'm going to give that away. Could be on here, could be on a stream, could be at a live show.
I was like that when I rewatched Beetlejuice. I enjoyed it, but I thought, there isn't as much Michael Keaton in this film as what I remember.
You can have too much Michael Keaton. May I suggest Multiplicity to you?
Well, going back to Won't You Be My Neighbour, you were spot on.
Yep.
I said, if... I think this is what I think you said this, that it will probably make it more impactful if you go in not knowing that much about Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Bang on. I would say I spent 80% of the film with tears in my eyes.
Hey. And that's it. Here's the thing. It's just beautiful.
Yes.
For those who don't know, I'll give you a little bit. It is on Netflix, and we've talked about it a lot on the show. I saw it in New York in a cinema, just because I was in New York, and what I'd gone there for had been cancelled, and I was looking for stuff to do, and I just saw it. I saw this art house cinema, and they were showing a documentary. I'll go and see it. 10 o'clock in the morning, I'll go and see it. And I went in, and I knew nothing about the guy, and it was one of the most fortuitous, spontaneous cinema visits I have ever done. And he's a children's TV host from the 50s right up to the 2000s, and it's just beautiful. And being British, Roger, I'm about 40-45 minutes in, I'm waiting for the music to change to a minor chord, and then there, you know, to be the sex scandal, the paedophile sex scandal, because that's what we've grown accustomed to in this country with a lot of our children's entertainers. Otherwise, what's the point in telling a story about them? But there wasn't. There's no catch. There's nothing. It's just beautiful bits. The bit where he meets up with that, there's the kid that's on the show that's got, I don't know if it's cerebral palsy or something. It's a while since I've seen it. And he meets up with this kid at an awards ceremony a few years later. The bit where he's got his feet in the paddling pool with the black postman.
Yeah.
The bit where he's in Congress and he's demanding, you know, it's all about funding for this PBS. And he says, look, I'm going to put away my notes and children deserve the best. And it's this really miserable congressman, this really sour-faced congressman. And he goes, do you know what? I'm going to give you the money just on what you've just said. It's just incredible.
You'll be able to answer this with one word. One part absolutely made me roar with laughter. If you remember.
Let me think. It's been a while.
So you,
you only see it very, he talks, they're talking about it, and you only see the actual thing very briefly.
The assassination of JFK?
That was Bobby Kennedy.
Bobby Kennedy, that was Bobby Kennedy. I mean, no, I can't remember, it's been a while since I've seen it.
The poster.
What poster?
The crew saying that whenever they found a camera laying around, they'd like film the scenes with the bums out and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't remember that bit. Yeah, I don't remember that bit.
One of them finds a. They were taking photos.
Yeah.
And the camera was left unattended.
Yeah.
So he took a picture. Had a picture of him partially in costume with a. Partially in a costume with his bum out.
Mr. Rogers?
Wasn't Mr. Rogers?
No, one of the...
Who? What's he talking about? Why is he making stuff up?
The studio manager.
I don't remember it. I have to watch it again. I don't remember it. You can keep saying it, but I won't...
Are you sure you're the partially sighted one? Because I didn't see that.
Maybe it wasn't in the version we saw.
It's really quick, because they're talking about it. You're saying, like...
Don't tell us for a third time, because it won't make me... I've got the image. I don't know what it is. I'll have a look. I want to watch that, and I want to watch the Being Frank documentary, double bill, back to back.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Nice one, Roger. Thank you very much. It's a brilliant film. It's on Netflix. I thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly recommend it. 03-444-991000. This is Talk Radio.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record of their own.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling alive. Got some wonderful... Oh, I had a really nice day today. Let me tell you about my day very briefly. And I'm going to tell you about something I did that was altruistic, even though you're not supposed to say these things. But I'm going to say it because these are weird times, right? And I'm going to say it not to show off a little bit, of course, a little bit of ego. That little bit of ego comes in. But to hopefully maybe tomorrow, speaking of Mr. Rogers, and maybe tomorrow you might want to do like a little small gesture to make the world a slightly better place. So I got up, I've not been feeling great physically, I got this weird coldy thing, and I got up and went to a new AA meeting, and it was lovely, really nice meeting, and I spoke to some people afterwards, and it was great, and I was feeling really, you get a good meeting, and it just does something to you.
Give you a boost.
I was in a good mood.
Good.
And so I went and got a coffee and a sandwich to take home, and I was in the queue, this coffee shop that I hadn't been to before, I hadn't been to for a while, and then an old lady came up behind me, and she was pushing her buggy in, and she was putting her sandwich up on the counter, and she was struggling to get her money out. And I said, excuse me, I've just had some really good news at work. I haven't had good news at work, but bad news at work. But I thought, you know, you need an excuse. Can't just go in cold. Would you be offended if I paid for that sandwich for you? She went, sorry, what? She goes, I really want it. I said, oh, no, I don't want it. I'm just saying, I've had a bit of good news. I don't have anyone to celebrate with. Would you mind if I bought that sandwich? And I don't know if you'd like a coffee as well. And she went, she was obviously looking at me going, oh,
where's the catch?
Yeah, what's this? She said, are you sure? I said, it would be my pleasure. It would be my pleasure. So she ordered the sandwich and coffee. And I said, if you go and sit down, I'll bring it over when it's ready. And I took the coffee over, and I think she was worried.
And then
I was
you ate
gonna,
her sandwich.
I think she was worried I was going to sit with her, and I said, I'm not even going to sit with you. There you go. Have a great day. They're going to bring your sandwich over when it's done. Have a great day. And I went out feeling a small thing. It cost me five quid. I walked out feeling amazing. So I'm not saying that to show off. And true charity, you kind of keep to yourself, really. Otherwise, it isn't completely altruistic. So I've broken that. But maybe tomorrow, dear listener, just a tiny... I'm sure lots of you do anyway, right? I'm sure lots of you do anyway. A tiny little thing. And it doesn't have to be buying a coffee for someone. You know, maybe you're not in a position financially to do that. Maybe you are. And it's a nice thing. It just happened to be this old lady was behind me, and I thought, oh, she looks nice. I'm in a really good mood. I'm going to buy her a coffee and a sandwich, you know? So just maybe tomorrow... Windy Pops, excuse me. Maybe tomorrow, in the spirit of the Mr. Rogers documentary, that once you've watched it, that keeps growing within you, I think. In the spirit of the first hour of the show we did yesterday, where we talked about gratitude and three things that you're grateful for, and going to meetings and me you know, good for, and me considering becoming a vegetarian until my mate told me that I was an idiot if I did.
I never said that.
You pretty much, I'm paraphrasing, but it's pretty much direct quote, word for word,
no.
Quote. You, okay, we can agree to disagree on this. Let's agree to disagree on this, but the way I remember it, pretty much word for, you said you're an idiot if you become a vegetarian.
No.
Let's agree to disagree. Let's not get bogged down in that tonight, because the listeners...
Well,
the listeners don't...
What you're remembering isn't actually what happened. So.
Yeah, yeah. And the listeners don't want to get bogged down in our personal disagreements and your...
I don't disagree.
Bitterness.
I'm right.
Your bitterness. Mm. So let's just agree to disagree on that.
No.
Okay, well, I've agreed. And, so tomorrow... Just do something nice. This is your homework. We haven't set homework for a long time. This is what we'll do. We haven't set homework for a long time. Just do a small, nice thing for somebody that you don't know. I'm going to put that rule in there.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put that rule in there. What Danny Wallace used to call random acts of kindness. So just try and do a small gesture for someone that you don't know tomorrow that will make them smile. That's it. That's it. And then tomorrow, and again, this, I know this goes against what true charity is and altruism and all of that. If you feel so inclined to phone up and tell us, we'd like to know. And if you don't, well, tomorrow, Catherine and I will be imagining the world being a slightly better place wherever you are, dear listener, because you are deciding to do something a little bit nice. I'm not going to say random acts of kindness because I do believe that is copyright Danny Wallace. But you know, it's kind acts done randomly. Kind acts randomly done. Card. It's a new feature on the show called Card with a K. Kind acts randomly done, and Wallace can't do me for that. Wallace, keep your hands off. Imagine if we did it, right? Random acts of kindness to make the world a better place. And then Danny Wallace sued us and bankrupted me.
A random act of malice.
Have you ever met Danny Wallace?
No.
One of the nicest people you could ever meet. One of the nicest people.
Well, let's test that theory.
Let's get him in. Let's get him in one night. Right. Let's get him in one night. I'll send him a text in a bit.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Show in stereo. The older guys! 0344-499-1000. Good evening, Ewan.
Hi.
Good evening,
Hi,
Ewan. Can I take a guess at your last name?
Yep.
Is it Huzami?
No.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie. Ewan, what can we do for you this evening?
Yeah, I'm sorry to start the evening with a bit of a heavy call, but I'm an alcoholic and I've fallen off the wagon.
Uh-oh. It hurts, huh? It's a long drop.
Yeah, it's awful.
So why are you phoning me?
Because I wanted to reach out, and I was too scared to. I mean, I don't have any friends. I do with my parents, but they know that I was drinking over the Christmas period. They don't know about the last several days, maybe.
Right.
But,
how old are you, man?
I'm 32.
32. Okay. All right. So we got plenty of time to fix this. Right. And you say you've fallen off the wagon. How long were you sober for?
Oh, I had my about 9 months.
Okay, brilliant. That's great. And may I ask how you did it?
I went on disulfiram, which is a drug that makes you sick if you.
Okay. Prescribed by your GP?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I tried AA, but I didn't really get on with the meetings that were around here. So I also went to a church. chairs called Adaption. And a lot of talking therapy, that really helped.
So, okay, so how come, if you're taking this drug that makes you sick when you drink, how come you drank?
Well, I took myself off.
You took yourself off the drug. That's the problem with that treatment, is it relies... Here's the thing. We're very devious addicts and alcoholics. Very, very devious. And one of the classic tricks of alkies, and junkies more, I would suggest, there are some subtle differences, but one of the classic tricks is to give your bank card to your partner or your parents or a trusted friend. And you go, well, in that, if you've got my bank card, I can't go to the cash machine and get money out for booze, right? But there are ways around that. You steal it from your mum, or you go into the bank and you say, I've lost my cash card, could you give me another cash card? Or when you do get the cash card to get money out, you take out 100 instead of 50. Or there are ways around everything, because here's the thing, Ewan, that people don't know. Addicts and alcoholics are some of the cleverest people in the world. We are geniuses at lying, at manipulating, and at looking a looking at a problem and working a cheat to get around that problem. We're the best. We're the best. So I've that drug that you talked about, I've always kind of thought, well, if I were on that and I wanted a drink, I'd just stop taking it. I'd just stop taking it. So you found that that doesn't work. It worked while you were on it.
Yeah.
So but you took yourself off it.
It was part of what? I mean, I had quite a while sober.
You had 9 months.
It's part of what worked,
but you took yourself off it. For whatever reason, you took your foot off of the pedal and you cheated. You cheated yourself. You cheated yourself out of sobriety. Can I ask, and be honest with me, Ewan, how did it feel in the 9 months? How did it feel?
The best time of
my... Why?
I was experiencing... Everything. It felt like I was experiencing everything for the first time. When I started drinking in my teens, it's been pretty constant since then. And having that time sober, things like sitting down to a book or a computer game or a radio or a podcast or whatnot, it felt like I was experiencing it for the first time, and it was
it's good, huh?
It was yeah.
But at some point, you decided it wasn't good enough, and that you thought it'll be better with a bit of booze. What was the moment? What was the moment when you went and bought? What was the thinking when you went and bought that first bottle of booze?
It was just negative, like, I hate myself, so this isn't going to work out, so why not
speed up death?
Why
not speed up death? You want to die, but you don't want to do it in an instant way, like slitting your wrists or anything like that. You want to do it nice and slowly and punish yourself.
You want to kind of play around with oblivion, but still be able to wake up at some point.
Would you mind if I brought a friend of mine into this conversation?
Absolutely not.
Say hello to my friend Alistair.
Hello there.
Hi, Alistair.
Alistair, this is Ewan. Ewan, this is Alistair.
All right. Yeah.
Have you been listening, Alistair?
Well, I literally just turned on. Ewan was in the middle of explaining that he tried the tablet thing.
Yeah. Alistair, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind, because you and Alistair's an alcoholic as well. How long sober are you now, Alistair?
I got my 8 month chip tonight.
Hey, come on! Can you just talk to us, Alistair, about how it works for you? And you, you're going to hear. I'm just going to ask you. You're going to hear some stuff that is going to put you off a little bit from what Alistair shares, because you've already said you didn't enjoy the AA meetings, but Would you allow, would you just listen to what he has to say for a minute?
Oh, absolutely.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Alistair, go on.
Okay, well, first of all, the first time I tried to stop drinking, I went to AA, and I got through about 4 or 5 meetings, and I thought, nah, this is not suiting me. It's so formal here, and, you know, you've got to say, well, I'm honest, and I'm an alcoholic, and I couldn't get it at the time. I was trying to listen, but I think looking back, probably it was not my time, if you like, to be going there, to be able to listen, and to be able to go consistently. So, if you are struggling, Ewan, with alcohol, I did agree with what Ian just said about the thing about the tablets, because, of course, you can get around that quite easily. I've been 8 months sober now. The only reason I'm alive is because of AA. Okay? And what I'm going to say to you is, I don't know what your story is and how dramatic it is, and you may not have been as bad as me in terms of like drinking a bottle of whiskey a day, which was my experience at the end. But what I would suggest is just give it another try, man, because what can you lose by just going to a couple of meetings and sort of reassessing, you know, how you feel about it? And if it's still not for you, fine. But then, you know, you can try other things. But as a fellow alcoholic, you and I wish you well. I wish you love and peace. And I hope that you can, you know, get some help and in whatever form that you decide. My suggestion is AA, but you might want to try other things if that doesn't suit. But at least, you know, try a couple, 2 or 3 meetings again and see how it goes.
All right. Well, thank you, Alistair. I really appreciate that, because I've heard your calls on the show before, and
how much are you drinking here at the moment? Do you mind me asking?
I'm on a box of wine or a liter of vodka a day.
Really? That's that'll do it.
That'll do it. That's Alistair's great. That is a great line. I'm laughing because it's so true. That'll do it. Ewan, what was your problem with? I think we both know, but what was your problem with the AA meetings?
My problem. I mean, there were things that I liked about it. My problem with it was, I disliked. That there was a kind of a cultish feel to it that I didn't appreciate. I didn't like my local meetings because I felt there was dishonesty as well. I mean, there were some amazing stories, some amazing people that were speaking at these things, but then I also saw some of them at the pub down the road, like the next day, and that kind of thing.
Were they drinking alcohol?
Yeah.
Definitely?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they said that they hadn't been?
Yep.
So if they were lying, so what?
Well, I just thought...
How does that impact, how does them like, and I'm not having a go, I don't want this to sound accusatory or aggressive at all. I just want you to not die. And if you are really drinking that amount of booze a day, and it's funny, isn't it? When I know, I don't know about you, Alistair, but whenever I used to talk about how much I was drinking, I would downplay it. If you are drinking that amount of booze a day, you're going to die soon. And I don't want you to die, Ewan. So if they are lying, so what? How does that impact on you?
Find another meeting.
Sorry, Alistair, what did you...
If that one... Find another meeting, perhaps.
Yeah, I've got 3 different meetings of where I am. Oh, actually, I don't even know. I haven't been for months now, so I don't know exactly what meetings are going on up here. But my problem with when I knew that people at the meetings were still drinking was I really, really need to be honest. I'm sick of lying.
But you're not responsible for their lies or their honesty or lack of. You are only responsible for your honesty.
But I just want to know that the people that I'm reaching out to are also being honest. Maybe that's selfish.
May I speak honestly?
Yeah, of course.
I have never come across what you're saying. Let me rethink. I have come across that very, very rarely. Very rarely, like maybe 5 times in 16 years.
Do you mean people at meetings...
lying.
Not knowing what they're... Right.
Lying about that they're clean when they're not, or sober when they're not. Like, I could count maybe 5 times. And a few months later, that person has come back and said, I've got to put my hands up. I was here 6 months ago and I said I was sober and I wasn't. I was going out and drinking afterwards. Mm. Their recovery isn't important. Here's the thing. I thought you were going to say God. God was the thing that put you off.
One thing that I did like about the meetings that I was at was that they did stress it's God as you understand it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not Jesus, it's not Allah, it's not the old fella with a beard on a cloud.
No.
Here's the thing, Ewan. You are killing yourself. You are going to die. Right? Sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
The only way... Listen, I don't know much about stopping alcohol immediately because cocaine and ecstasy was kind of my thing. You are drinking a lot of booze. I would really suggest you speak to your GP about whether it would be safe for you to stop immediately or whether you should work out some kind of program of cutting back gradually. Because I do know that if you stop drinking booze suddenly when you're drinking a lot, it can be very dangerous.
Yeah, alcohol withdrawal.
Can be very, very dangerous. My suggestion, go to a meeting. Go to a meeting and share everything you've shared with me. And when I say everything you've said in this phone call about the amount of booze, about the fact that you were disheartened in AA because you saw people who claimed to be clean in a pub having a drink and that broke your heart and that you felt betrayed. Say that you like the idea of God as a higher power. Say you're drinking a litre of booze a day and you want to stop, but you don't know if it's safe to stop now. Because at some point after that meeting, someone will come up to you who has been in a really similar position to you. It's amazing. Every time, and I bet Alistair will back me up on this, every time I have shared a specific problem or series of problems in a meeting, at the end of the meeting, someone has come up to me, and it's always the person I least expected it to be. Someone has come up to me and said, I just got to say, I really like what you said there, and I had that same issue, and this is what I did. Have you had that, Alistair?
Absolutely. When I went back, I got a bunch of numbers, telephone numbers from a load of members. I've used those in between meetings to meet for coffee if I'm struggling. So immediately, you've got a network of people that are there on hand and they will help you.
Ewan, roughly whereabouts are you? I don't mean the grid location, but roughly whereabouts?
Helensburgh, outside of Glasgow.
Okay, all right. Hand on heart, what you're telling me is the truth, right?
Yeah.
There's loads of meetings in and near Glasgow, by the way.
Yeah.
Loads.
As far as Helensburgh goes, when I used to go to meetings, there were 3 locally. I don't know about them.
How easy is it for you to get into the city of Glasgow?
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We lost Ewan. Not like that. He's decided he's wanted to put the phone down, and we've Amy's rung him a few times, and it's rang, and he's not answered. And I suspect, Alistair, that maybe he's heard enough for tonight. But but thank you for that. Was for those who don't know, that was kind of a little mini meeting we had there. That's kind of what a 12-step meeting is like, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you, Alistair. I'm so proud of you. When I saw your name flashing up on the screen as I was talking to you, and do you know what? I breathed a little sigh of relief. 8 months ago, I'd have gone, oh, geez. But I breathed a little sigh of relief. I thought, oh, the cavalry's coming. So thank you for that, man. Thank you. What a change.
No, you're very welcome.
What a change. I'm getting quite emotional, actually. Getting quite emotional. Oh, dear.
I did a bit of a kindness today.
Oh, yeah, go on.
I gave this... I was in the wonderful borough of Gainsborough in Lincolnshire with my mate, and we were with his mum and dad, and we were going for a bit of lunch. And just next to it, there was this betting shop, and there was this guy outside who was busking. But he was an older guy. He was, I don't know, 70 or 80, but I couldn't judge his age absolutely, because I think he'd been a drinker as well.
Yeah.
But he was actually playing his guitar really well, I thought, and singing okay. Now, I didn't have any money on me, but there was a cash point opposite, so I went and got some out and I gave him a fiver.
There you go, my friend. There you go. Did you get a fiver out of the cash point?
Well, actually, I had to get, because they didn't have any fives.
It's so very rare these days.
£10,
yeah.
And then if I give him 10, I think that might be like too much. You might.
Yeah. Five was plenty. Five was a great amount.
I got it changed in the betting shop and then gave it to him.
I was at a cash machine over Christmas and I got 20 quid out, four fivers.
Oh.
Got four fivers. I used to love it. You used to be able to go to a cash machine and ask for £5. And I got four fivers out. And I felt thrilled. I don't know why, but I felt absolutely thrilled.
Yeah. Yeah,
Alistair, you're a good man.
Can I just say something very quickly?
Oh, please, God, I would so love it if it was. Can I just say something very quickly, please? F off, you two. It's a real turn of things. Of course you can, Alistair. Of course you can.
Right. I mean, it's in the spirit of honesty. One of the things I do realise is I ring the show too often.
Oh,
because you know, I mean. I mean, last night you didn't want me on, which I completely understand.
Let me just say that sometimes there will be a few people that come on every single day, which is great. Yeah. We love the phone calls. But every now and then, I will say to Amy before the show, maybe if we don't have this person, and this person tonight. And it's not in any way to say, oh, God, here we go. It's just simply to try and encourage new voices and to get new people on. So please, 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 try not to take it personally.
Not at all, but I am going to try and ring a little bit less.
You ring whenever you feel that you want to ring, all right?
All right, mate. Well, look, thank you ever so much again.
You're an inspiration, Alistair. I hope you know that and you carry that around with you.
And you two are as well. I love you guys.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm not quite sure why he was including you in that, Catherine. That seems a little bit...
I'm a very special, humble person.
We got Ewan back. Ewan accidentally got cut off before. Hey, Ewan.
Hi.
Thanks for coming back, man. Listen, we thought we'd annoyed you. Listen, all I can do is share what worked for me, right? Yeah. And what worked for me was going to 12-step meetings, trying to make myself sit at the front of the meetings if ever possible. And whenever you were invited to share, whether it be raised voice or raised hands or newcomer's time, just do it. And I hate it. I hate sharing now. This is my job. I hate sharing now in meetings, and I talk for a living. But I make myself do it. If there's a silence, I jump in. And I share honestly. I have to be honest because, as you know, addiction and alcoholism is a disease of dishonesty, right? Yeah. All I can say is 12-step meetings saved my life several times. It was the only thing that stopped me drinking. It was the only thing that stopped me drinking. The only thing. I tried counselling. I tried therapy. I tried psychiatry. I tried antidepressants. I tried exercise. I tried Buddhism. I tried everything. The only thing that stopped me drinking and stopped me craving drinking was going to 12-step meetings.
Right. Okay, well, I appreciate that, yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking. Do you really want to get sober?
At the moment, I desperately do.
Would you do anything to get sober?
As far as today goes, I've tried weaning myself off by diluting what I'm drinking.
Would you do anything to get sober?
Yeah, I'm pretty desperate. Yeah, I would.
Okay, If I give you my phone number, the next time you fancy a drink, would you give me a call?
Would that make
you feel uncomfortable?
No, look, that would be amazing, but I don't expect. I wouldn't ask that of you.
No, you've not asked. I am offering. Yeah. This is what we do in recovery. We keep it by giving it away. And what that means is, if we hear someone who's struggling, it helps me to stay clean and sober by helping you. So it's not completely altruistic. I'm getting quite a bit out of it. If I came out into the other little studio and took you off air and gave you my phone number, would you promise to give me a call the next time you fancied a drink? You can still have a drink after the call, but we'd have a little chat about it before you did it.
That would be amazing.
All right, Catherine is going to take over the radio show for a second. We haven't got any calls lined up, but you can chat. You've probably got some stories, I'm guessing.
Okay.
I am going to come through, take you off air, Ewan, and I'm going to give you my phone number. And I know you're not going to share it or take the mick out of it or anything like that, but just, I'm giving it to you on the proviso that the next time you fancy having a drink, give me a call first, if you can.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Ewan, stay there. I'm going to speak to you in a minute. So let's play a little trail, and then Catherine's going to take over for a bit. This is Talk Radio.
Take a trip into the alternate reality of late night radio.
I think I'm in something like The Matrix, and so are you.
The Late Night Alternative.
Hello, hello.
With Ian Lee.
Is there anybody out there?
On Talk Radio.
Hello.
This is the story we were talking about before.
All the scumbags are coming out now selling their stories for 500 quid. How dare this man comment on what his mother would think of the situation, what Princess Diana would think of the situation?
In his professional authority as a former chef to the Queen, of course.
I can't wait for Burrell to come out.
Actually, he's been very quiet. I wonder why he is saying.
I wonder why. I would love it. I would love a phone call tonight. Because they put a little clip out last night or this morning of a bit from last night's show where I kind of did a little rant about how this is great that they've made this decision, that Meghan Markle and her husband have made this decision to kind of step down from the royal family and stuff. And the replies were so angry.
The fury is real, isn't it?
And I don't know why. I mean, I do hope Piers Morgan is okay, because I think he's going to...
He seems quite heartbroken.
But he's a professional knob. That's his job. I really thought it was kind of nothing. A nothingy kind of thing. But the anger. Can anybody phone in and give me a good... All I want is one good reason why you're so angry about it. Because I can't work it out. I cannot work it out why people are so angry. I think it's kind of a cool thing to do. Surely most people just be shrugging their shoulders. Some people are going, well, he didn't tell the Queen.
That's
so what?
Between him and his gran, isn't it?
So what? One good reason. And you won't be shouted down. I'd love to have a conversation with you. One good reason as to why you are so angry that these two have decided to do this. 0344 499 1000.
Yeah.
The wild man of late night radio.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.